Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Halfway through the month of September, Larry Richard with my Monday 8 o'clock regular guest, the one and only Lenny McAllister. Lenny, it's been a long week, a weekend. And as our resident political analyst, certainly plenty to talk about, but also as a dad, as a baseball coach, you had it all going this weekend.
A doubleheader and daddy cab and the news. And here, 2 to 5, News Radio KDK. Every Sunday I'm here and had that as well. Obviously a very interesting show to do with my connection to the late Charlie Kirk, as well as, you know, just America's reaction, of course, Pittsburgh's reaction. And people haven't talked about this much, but I'd have to imagine that we're a pretty traumatized region here as well, because not only did we all witness what we saw on Wednesday, but we were the stage for the Trump assassination attempt. So you have this dual type of dynamic that we in southwestern Pennsylvania have when it comes to political violence over the last couple of years that other regions of the country may not.
That's an excellent point. I'm curious, and first, it's important that people do understand that don't know that you knew Charlie Kirk since he was a teenager.
Yes, since before he started Turning Point.
And you have seen the horror. I think vast majority of everyone was traumatized by this execution-style murder. And at least they believe they have the person who did it in custody, and they're trying to figure out why he did it, and that's still an ongoing investigation. But tell us about Charlie Kirk, the person.
The number one thing I remember about Charlie in starting the organization was he wanted people to feel, he wanted one side of the political dynamic to start feeling comfortable speaking on campus again. It's very easy for people to think about where we are now with the Trump presidency and the like, and forget that when he started Turning Point, President Obama was winning his second term. There was a lot of angst on college campuses that was skewing to the left, professors skewing to the left, where literally conservative students were getting shouted down in class for giving a point of view. There was fear, and there was some evidence of professors out there writing emails saying, look, if a conservative kid comes in here and has a conservative point of view in my philosophy class, in my sociology class, in my political science class, I'm going to dock them because I just don't agree with them and I don't think what they're saying is right. And Charlie's whole purpose was to get involved and say, that's not right. We should have dialogue. Conservative students, as well as liberal students, should feel that they have the opportunity to speak on campus with a certain level of safety and respect, and then public speakers should be able to do the same. There was a period of time, 10, 15 years ago, where conservative speakers were literally shouted down and their events were canceled on campus. He was trying to break that cycle. And that's, going through all this over the last week, Larry, that's what I think about, is the mission that he initially started to put into place when I was talking to him in 2010, 2011, 2012, the early days of Turning Point.
You also have seen the reaction of many who believe that Charlie was spewing hate speech. Now, his model, which he was set on this campus in Utah, was prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong. He literally was sitting underneath. And again, I said this on my show yesterday repeatedly. You know, I had stopped watching Charlie Kirk clips for years because a lot of the stuff that he said did not look like any other things that we talked about the 4 years that I talked to him regularly. Him sitting underneath a tent that said, prove me wrong, was not the Charlie Kirk that I got to know. Now, again, he was 31 years old. He was married. He had two kids. It's different than being a high school junior. I get that. But I also looked at it, even from Wednesday, and said, this is not what we talked about. This is not what you started out doing. And that's what makes it so conflicting specifically for me, is because I've got a chance to see the spectrum. And there have been a lot of people, Larry, that have said, okay, but what about him saying this, or what about him saying that? And I had turned away from that stuff for years, and I still, even now, after he's passed, can't watch some of it.
Marty Griffin posted a local teacher who was quoted as saying, and she posted, he was a gross, racist, awful person who fueled the fires of division. Please stop acting like he was some hero. And then the post is, would you want this person teaching your kids? This is the divisiveness that continues. And in this case, flown on Air Force Two, he'll have more or less almost a state funeral, even though he wasn't an elected official. So it only seems to have split the divide even further.
It has, and I also remember what Marty said, which he basically insinuated, keep this opinion to yourself. This is not the time nor the place for this. And I actually agree with that. You know, there are obviously strong opinions on both sides. And the truth is, Charlie had a lot of strong opinions that he put out there. And a lot of the things that he said were button pushing. And that was part of what his stick was, to button push after a while versus just the dialogue. And yes, there's an argument to be made, okay, do you like the methodology? Well, the truth of the matter is, people like Donald Trump because of his methodology. People have liked some of the things that came from the left because of their methodologies when it came to pushing certain issues 7 to 10 years ago as well. This is a time for everybody to step back. Let's not try to, and I'm going to use a Charlie Kirk phrase, own the libs. This is not a time to cancel people. This is a time to take a step back and say, haven't we had enough people shot? Haven't we had enough people damaged? Haven't we had enough damage to our kids who are taking this all in, and we wonder why their mental health is so poor? Well, you traumatized them for 10 years with everything from Charlottesville to January 6th to Charlie Kirk's assassination, and then you ask them, think through this while you're overcoming school interruptions because of COVID, and it's no wonder that our kids are struggling. We seem to forget what's most important because we focus on the trending thing. It's ironic that trending with tea is coming up next, but we have to sit there and focus on long-term initiatives, particularly with our youth, if we're going to sustain America past birthday 250.
Lenny McAllister on the Big K Morning Show. We'll have more, and yes, trending with tea coming up next. Our own Tamira Rush in studio.
I am.
For her daily report.
I'm here.
Along with Lenny today. So what's trending tea?
Yesterday, sound from Stephen Colbert. He was at the Emmys. He had a huge standing ovation. You got to take a listen to this.
Keep going.
I mean, it was huge.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're very kind. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you very much. We gotta go. But while I have your attention, is anyone hiring?
For those who don't know, he's canceled. from CBS. They're not only just canceling Stephen Colbert, they're canceling the show itself, right?
Right.
Did you ever, I can't stay up. T and I, you know, we get this early wake up. So I never see the show. Lenny, have you ever watched Colbert?
I've watched Colbert. I watched Letterman when Letterman was over there and he went over from NBC. So I am very familiar with that show over the years and how it even changed from when Letterman had it to when Colbert had it and some of the struggles that he had and then how he found his groove and went from
politics.
There.
Yeah.
Jokes on
yes.
politics.
Exactly. I'm just interested in knowing what he's going to do after.
Well,
like, what he's going to do.
He's asking who's hiring.
Yeah.
Have you got any ideas? I'm sure he'll surface somewhere. He's young enough, but Johnny Carson back in the day, he was asked why he doesn't do the political stuff. And he said, because right out of the gate, you're already separating half the audience. He said, so I just kind of kept mine. You know, he'd do a couple of presidential jokes that were super mild compared to what's out there now.
Yeah, but I mean, just overall, it's changed.
It has changed.
I mean, it's changed.
Jimmy Kimmel does the same thing.
Yeah. Just,
they're all doing it.
They all do it. They've all been doing it for a while. And again, let's go back to the Jon Stewart made this funny.
Wow, yes.
Because again, people forget the Daily Show was a flop when it first came out with a former ESPN anchor that took over the show. They got him out of there, brought in Jon Stewart, and the show took off. And by the way, where did Stephen Colbert start out? At he started out on The Daily Show as a correspondent.
Yeah, here it's Kevin Colbert, former Steelers GM,
yes.
And there it's Stephen Colbert.
It's a South Carolinian coming out in the accent.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Is that how that works? Well,
but I'm just saying overall, you know, is this where we are? As you know,
yes, it is.
I mean,
because they all do the same thing with the hard, really rough politics and. It does alienate half the audience.
It taints half the audience.
I mean, let's just be real. We had Bill Clinton playing a saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show in 1992.
Absolutely. I remember that.
That's 30 years of seeing presidential candidates going up onto these sets. Barack Obama was singing on a late night show at one point in time. And then, of course, you've had Donald Trump on SNL.
Yeah,
and he's a reality show host.
Actually,
this is part of America.
Fun
making
of himself
fun of,
at one point.
Exactly.
Yes,
this is part of America now. So it's just part of baked into the cake that in a way that Carson didn't have to really worry about. And then again, Carson had to deal with a president resigning, which is a completely different matter that we're not.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Not going to have to worry about Donald Trump trying to resign anytime soon.
As former Senator Joe Manchin talks about the political divide on CBS this morning.
Yes, anyway. So
what else is trending, T?
The Love Boat.
What?
The theme song. Play that song.
Oh,
there's like a Broadway show. It's called The Lady Patriot. But remember this?
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, well, it was never done on television before. This is the first big show on a cruise ship with over 1,000 guest stars traveling all over the world.
This was Gavin McLeod about 8 years ago before he passed.
Gavin was the captain of the Loveboat.
Yeah, Captain Steubing.
It was the happy endings are something that people love. I've always loved that as a viewer, and people love happy endings, and that was one of the goals Aaron Spelling had in putting the show together. I think, and then we were able to bring the world to television viewers. Because after the first few years, we went all over Europe and, China, and you just name it, and that's where we were, representing the United States and having a great time. And as a result, people wanted to take cruises. And as we started with two small ships, and Princess Cruises now has 8 fabulous, magnificent ships with 2 more on the way.
Captain Steubing.
Yes.
You know,
I was listening to the theme song. Play that.
Who's the guy in the Jack Jones? Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
9 o'clock, ABC, Saturday nights.
Listen to this.
Come aboard. We're expecting you.
They used to.
That was, I loved the Loveboat.
They had all these cameo.
That's when you know you made it. Unless if you're Charo, because Charo was on there like every other week.
Yes.
Otherwise, that's how you knew you made it, if you made it to the Loveboat.
Yes.
Right. So anyway, hold on.
It's so soothing. It was like TV shows were great to actually watch.
It was like comfort food for the soul, because people just wanted to forget about life
everything.
For a while.
And
it did.
Dream.
It helped the cruise industry. Little side note, the Pacific Princess, when they started pushing these cruises, I went on one with Captain Steubing and a whole bunch of television stars that we did a week, and I broadcast on television via satellite from the deck of the ship.
Oh, that's amazing.
With, remember Dr. Ruth Westheimer?
She was
she was the older, what would you call her, a therapist for love making. And she got up, they had everybody that was married renew their vows, right? And she goes, and she had an accent, German accent.
Yes, she did.
She goes, if this boat is rocking, don't be a knocking on anyone's door. I love boats.
But I mean, that was when TV shows were great to watch. I mean, look at today. What is it that you really could say you watch? I don't watch television.
The Pit, apparently.
Apparently,
Pit,
yes. But you have to have HBO Max. I don't have that.
Yeah.
I have to go pay for it. I'm not.
You're not going
it's
there.
It's not happening.
Anything else trending?
No. That's it. I'm out of here.
That's a lot. You bring it today.
I packed a punch.
To Myra Rush. Thank you. Trending with T. And coming up, more with Lenny McAllister on the Big K Morning Show. I know who remembers the Loveboat. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour. Kind of sort through the political spectrum in many cases, and this has been a most extraordinary week, a set of circumstances since Wednesday in Utah with the murder of Charlie Kirk, who, again, you knew personally for many years since he was a teen. So this affects you in terms of seeing something happening to a human being you know, with a wife and 2 young children. And I think the vast, vast majority of people believe that's not the answer.
It's, for me, and this is just, it's weird to even hear you, Larry, mention Charlie Kirk's name. Because, again, when I think about Charlie, I don't think about the Charlie Kirk that everybody else thinks about as the national personality. I think about Charlie Kirk and I immediately, affiliate that with events that I did politically up in Chicago in 2011 and 2012. I think about the presidential election of 2012. I think about Illinois politics. I think about, former Congressman Joe Walsh, who was a one-term congressman that rode the Tea Party wave of 2010. He was another person that I saw often that was even a bigger mentor to Charlie than I was, to be quite honest. But to hear his name so much in the media, it's already odd. It already had been for years. And then attaching it to the assassination. And then attaching it to how public it was. How many millions of people saw it from so many different angles. The fact that his wife, controversially, posted a video of her at his casket, scrolling down his body with the Congressional Medal of Honor there. And you can literally see his hands that have been touched up by, you know, an undertaker. And that's on Instagram. And seeing that and saying, okay, that's the 17-year-old I met in Illinois in 2010. And now his dead body's sitting there and it's on Instagram with his, it's just, it's all humanizing to what we do politically. And, you know, people that have these platforms, I think we have gotten to a point in time where we underestimate and undervalue the importance of leadership and statesmanship. It's not something that's going to make you money, but it is something that is valuable that you can never really repay. You know, I've said this for 20 years. You can be trendy, you can be popular, or you can be historic. And too many people want to be trendy and popular, and not enough people in politics want to be historic. And that's unfortunate. And America and the world indirectly is paying a price for those decisions.
From Wednesday of last week, I venture to say there are many people who never heard of Charlie Kirk. And then there are people who may have heard his name but didn't know his story and background. And then there is, I don't know what the number is across the country, of people that followed, for better or worse, whatever he was doing and his contribution. So certainly most everyone has heard his name now, and they're trying to figure out why this suspect, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson in Utah, a former apparently honor student in a family that would be considered in line with Charlie's beliefs, turned. What happened? That's what they're trying to figure out now.
The brand of hate has been so monetized and politicized in America for so long, over the course of this century, really. I mean, other than 9/11, we have basically had 20 years of people hating half the country. People refusing to find a way to make things work. They would rather find a way to win more seats, looking at you, Texas, than they would finding a way to make the American system work as it was built constitutionally. We're going into our 250th birthday next year, and everything that we seem to be trending towards, speaking of trending, is going away from what makes us truly American and what has made us successful in spite of ourselves. Moments like this are going to have to make us reclaim the true essence of Americanism. And that's going to start from the top, and that's going to go all the way down. And whether President Trump does it or not, whether Governor Shapiro does it or not, whether Mayor Ganey or the next mayor does it or not, you're going to have to, as an everyday Pittsburgher, everyday Pennsylvanian, everyday American, decide that you're going to choose for better. You're going to do better. You're going to teach your kids better, and you're going to take the moment of conflict and diffuse it rather than continuing to condone it or inflame it.
We're with Lenny McAllister on the Big K Morning Show. Some final thoughts coming up, and we'll get the latest on traffic on this Monday.
A husband informed he couldn't live with his wife and daughter because the couple was separated told police he responded by pouring gasoline inside his Castle Shannon home.
Well, I heard an explosion, and then I ran outside and saw the windows were all blown out with flames, and the gas tank was sitting in the middle of the street.
The 19-year-old daughter died in that fire. Her mother was hospitalized.
Not much to say about this. Just, you know, you scratch your head. How does this happen?
After the Steelers' sloppy loss to the Seahawks on Sunday, Aaron Rodgers put the defeat in perspective by saying, hey, it's week two.
Last week, probably there were some people who were feeling pretty good because everybody outside the building is talking about how great we were on offense and 34 points. That's the league. You can't ride the highs or ride the lows.
That's right, Aaron. What do you think?
I think that this might be his R-E-L-A-X moment if they go on a six-game winning streak.
I hope you're right, Lenny.
Relax, everybody. Except if you can't, I understand.
So a big night for the Pitt at the Emmy Awards. Noah Wiley was named Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, and he had this message for everyone working in emergency rooms like the one at AGH.
To anybody who's going on shift tonight or coming off shift tonight, thank you for being in that job. This is for you.
It's so comforting to live in a city. Now, this is not actually shot in Pittsburgh. Have you seen the Pitt, Lenny?
I've seen part of it, yes.
I watched, and the difference is, we were talking earlier with Paul about it, the whole first year, the season, is in real time 1 hour of the shift. Mm-hmm. So the whole season is just one shift in the ER. And I'm thinking to myself, if all this stuff happened in one shift, I couldn't work one day. So I give
kudos to them.
Yeah.
Yep. Kudos.
Hats off to all the physicians, nurses, staff that do this work every day. And we're blessed to live in a city where we have this kind of care.
Some of the very best.
That said, Paul, have you seen any of the Pitt?
No, but I will.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's intense, though.
It is.
You know, I told my wife, I said, life's intense enough. I don't need to seek more intensity in stuff I watch.
I feel the same way, but I think it's important to at least see the first episode to get some idea.
Yes.
So that when I'm asked to say something about it in the future, it's not, well, I haven't seen it yet, but I will.
That said, it's well cast and the acting is superb.
Well, imagine the writing that goes into this, the brilliance of the writers who are able to make an entire episode out of 1 hour.
Hey.
1 hour of time in that ER.
They should do that about a radio station.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, that's been done already.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.